This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 24 of our story. If you've missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they were enjoying their time at the ball to welcome the arrival of Lord and Lady Vashar. Having spent enough time on pleasantries, the party enacted their plan and cast Locate Object, identifying the Soul Eater by the stolen dress they wore. And now the party find themselves face to face with the fiend.
And I would like people to roll initiative.
Yay!
Oh, shit.
As you're a battle on a balcony, 700 meters above the ground.
Full damage is capped.
Who's good at grappling?
Is that athletics, technically?
Well, yeah. Maybe not several hundred, but like tens of me.
Are we going to do the Baldur's Gate, grapple, throw them over the edge?
I got a 14.
I only got 11.
16.
Well, you guys have the initiative.
Nice, nice. Who?
So, wait, what does she look like now? Or
she still looks like Duchess von Turk, just with a smile that is far too big for her face.
Scary.
Okay, we're hitting her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, hit her all of the times.
Big hit, Magnus.
Yeah, I guess Magnus will just go for hits. Magnus isn't going to go angry mode. He is actually going to put a little hunter's mark on the lady.
Yep.
Which is the bonus action.
Yep.
And then for main action is going to go wacky smacky with the flail.
Yep.
He is going to attack recklessly because he doesn't care about his hit points. Amadeus is right there. That is a 14, so that'll be 20.
Fair enough. Yes, that hits.
To hit. Which is 8, 16, 19 points of damage.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I rolled very well on all those die.
Yeah, and you're not even raging.
Yep.
And you clock her across the head, and you hear something snap, and her head just hangs there at an odd angle.
Oh, jeez.
Naughty, naughty.
Okay, yeah, hit her.
You still have one more attack.
Oh, extra attack, that's right.
Yeah, you're level 5.
Oh, my goodness. Can I attack with the same weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Do it again.
That's even higher.
Roll damage.
That's even lower. So that is only...
Only.
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 17 points of damage.
Only.
Only, man.
I did roll 8s twice on that.
Impact her left arm and it just cracks and bends again at an odd angle.
Do you need breakdown of how that split between...
No. Suffer? Despite it looking like you just absolutely shattered her arm and broke her neck, it felt like hitting putty.
Yeah. This isn't good.
Okay, I have a technical question that I'd like to ask.
Uh-huh.
So I have a action called Abjure the Extraplanar.
Uh-huh.
If she is an aberration, celestial, elemental fiend, or fae, make a whiz save. On a fail, the creature is turned for 1 minute or until it takes damage. But I do also have a bonus action called Compelled Duel, which...
Yeah, that would just shut them down because they couldn't move away from you and they can't move closer to you.
Yeah, so they must make a wisdom save every time they attempt to move to a space that's more than 30 feet away from me. And if they fail, they are drawn to me. So can I... Is that something that would potentially lock her at around about 30 feet away from me until she takes damage? Or is that like
weird? It would.
Okay. I don't know if I want to do that yet, though, if I just want to hit her. I might try just hitting.
That is an interesting combination, though, that I will have to keep in mind for the future.
And I will have to keep that in mind, too. But for right now, big hit.
Go for it.
Big hit. Because I don't have my shield on me, I'm actually going to use the versatile thing of my longsword and hit for 1d10 instead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to use my bonus action to cast Searing Smite, which will give me some stuff.
More damage.
This is my first hit with Searing Smite.
Go for it. Well, Searing Smite lasts until you hit a creature and then you maintain concentration on it.
Yes. Oh, that did not hit.
No.
All right. Second attack.
No, a two will not hit.
A two will not hit.
Second attack.
Second attack. Let's do it again. Big whiff. Tanwyn goes for a big downward slice, but she's actually used to holding her longsword in one hand. Mm-hmm. So the two hands slows her down, mm-hmm. and the shapeshifter just kind of manages to dodge out of the way. And then she hits again, and she does not make it. Holding onto that longsword with two hands is really rough for her at the moment.
She's going to do kind of like a constrictive dress.
It's true. She's going to try and do an upward swing, and the creature just dodges again. And she goes, oh, no!
You full on glance off of your own skirt.
Oh, bloody skirt! I can't believe that I let the mage talk me into this. Keep hitting her, guys. I'm just recalibrating.
I don't plan to miss.
Good.
I will blast in Eldritch Fashion.
Go for it.
You get two of those.
19 and 22.
Both hit. Just damn.
Oh, yeah, because proficiency bonus is +3 now.
Yeah. And you get to add your charisma mod to these.
Yeah, +5. 9 for the first one, 5 for the second one. Force damage.
So 13 total?
13, yeah. Rolled a 5 and a 1.
Isn't it +5 for charisma?
Oh, right. No, it's +5. So
16.
16 points of damage.
Nice.
Nice.
You're almost half Amadeus numbers.
Yeah, you...
Magnus numbers.
Both the Eldritch Blasts just hit her in the chest, and you can hear the bones snap as you watch your chest kind of just cave in. And as you do, you hear a scream behind you as people noticed you guys lead the Duchess out here, and all of them have just watched you beat her on this old lady, and they were horrified screams to begin with, and then they get louder as you guys watch the Duchess von Turk begin to change. Her head that was snapped keeps rotating until it's fully upside down.
That's not normal.
Her arms and both of her arms kind of just turn to putty and then start twitching and shifting as they elongate into these wicked claws. The arms have three joints.
Ew.
And the illusion disappears, and you see this red dress hanging off of these weird digitrade. So digitrade is legs that are standing on their toes. The back legs, cats and dogs.
Yeah.
These strange digitrade legs that end in just pods. They look kind of like elephant feet. And she was pale before, but she turns full white paint pale. You caught me! But time's not ready yet. And the upside down mouth opens up, and I'm going to need all three of you to make me a charisma saving throw as this sickly purple gas just pours out of the mouth.
Man, I should have cast Watch as well. I knew it. I looked at it and I went, nah.
18.
Charisma save, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
How does the paladin fail the charisma save?
Oh, by rolling a 3, man. By rolling a 3. That's an 8.
Cool.
Yeah.
26.
Warlock.
Yeah.
And how much did Magnus get again?
18.
Okay.
That was with -1.
So Tanwyn fails.
Tanwyn is feeling pretty bad because she whiffed her two attacks, and she's distracted by the horrified screams behind her. So she kind of turns towards the crowd to say, get away from the windows, it's a soul eater. And she just gets hit full in the back of the head, doesn't see it coming at all.
Tanwyn takes 35 necrotic damage.
Whole. Oh, wow.
And is cursed.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
As
this DM hits really hard.
As all of the hope and all of the hope just rains from you. This situation is hopeless. Magnus and Amadeus, 35 halved to 17 necrotic damage.
Light work.
And you are not cursed. After emitting this attack, you watch as the Soul Eater jumps up on the rail and throws itself off.
How is Rebuke? Because I took damage.
Nice. Yeah.
She needs to make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Cool.
Also, just taking a disengage action?
No, because she used her action to do breath attack.
Oh, so yeah, we both
Magnus
get to hit her.
Get swings in.
I'll get a swing in too.
Cool.
Unfortunately not. Oh, I do need to make concentration for...
She rolled a 13 for the...
Cool, she takes 16 fire damage.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I am assuming a 6 does not hit.
No.
With.
Cool. The Soul Eater jumps up onto the railing and throws itself off into the night. And then you just hear, it sounds like wind filling sails.
Ew.
As her arms turn into these giant leathery wings as she uses her transformation ability to turn into a gargoyle-looking creature and flies off.
Right.
Can I get one more, like, Eldritch Blast at her before
sure.
she... That's nat 1, so that's not hitting, but 21?
Yeah.
13 points of force damage.
Awful.
Yeah.
And it, did you lose concentration on Hunter's Mark?
No, I didn't, so I still know...
Yeah, it, she is flying off.
Was that a magical effect, out of curiosity?
It was a magical effect. It was not a spell.
Cool. Just trying to adjust
pulling
it.
Every lever.
Yeah.
Tanwyn just slumps to the ground and goes, oh, of course, bloody well flies.
Hunter's Mark lasts for a minute, right?
An hour.
Yeah. Mm, interesting.
And as long... So I don't know exactly where it is. I just have advantage on wisdom or survival checks to find it.
Okay.
Although that is... Yeah, old. Old. That looks like old, so that's...
That's the one we're using. Okay. Yeah, the party fully stopped. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I said Prince Tristan.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and Prince Tristan standing at the doors behind you. Would somebody please tell me what in the great oceans was that?
Spirit Eater?
No, it was a Soul Eater.
That one, Soul Eater.
Right.
We were going to be appetizers for later, but we decided to try and deal with it now.
Right. Well, turns on his heel and pulls out the thaumaturgy wand again.
Let me, Your Majesty, as I cast thaumaturgy on him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, events are going to have to be called there tonight. Soldiers will escort you all safely to wherever you are staying for the night, and if you would like, they will stand guard to make sure whatever that was doesn't do anything else. And as he stops speaking, it's like,
stop, guard, you know,
my office now.
Of course.
Are you okay, Tanwyn?
No,
I will.
After about a minute, the hopelessness disappears and the curse is gone.
Whoa. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I will cast Cure Light Wounds.
Nice.
At third level.
Okay.
Because that's the only choice you have.
And that is
3d8 plus 5.
I'm currently feeling about a 5 out of a 40.
17 hit points back. And then I will dump 2d6 further healing into you because that's another 7 points of healing.
All right, fantastic. I'm feeling a 29 out of 40 now.
Not perfect, but it's the best I can do in the circumstances.
Thank you very much.
We'll follow the prince to his office. Does he have an office or is he just co-opting mine?
He is co-opting his brothers.
Co-opting the king's.
Even better for him.
As soon as the door closes behind you all, it's just like, right, when were you planning on telling me that there was a Soul Eater in the castle?
Well, I was kind of hoping to have dealt with it and then tell you, but that proved to be a bit more problematic. And to be fair, it's been a busy afternoon.
Right, so I take it this was a new discovery.
Rather recent, yeah. And we knew it was in the castle when we talked to you, but I was trying to pull together a bit more information at the time.
My prince, you must understand, when a Soul Eater enters an area, it's difficult to know who to trust.
I'm aware.
And unfortunately, with your brother's situation, we're a bit more used to being hands-on than we would otherwise be. So I apologize for not mentioning it sooner.
It is all right. Though the image of poor Duchess von Turk getting her body broken will probably not leave my mind for a good long while.
If it helps, Prince, she's long dead. Soul Eaters, they have to eat their prey and then they can look like them, I believe. So...
Yes, we can presume that anyone it looks like is already dead.
Oh, so I hope that helps, because that wasn't really her.
It won't, but...
Oh, it kind of helps me to think about it like that.
Yes, well, we're kind of used to dealing with these situations.
I suppose so.
I take it there is a lot more going on in this kingdom than I am aware of, then.
There's tunnels leading deep into the mountains that the Soul Eaters come through.
And
Eaters, plural?
As far as we know, there was only the one, but...
But it did come through the tunnels.
Okay, I knew about them because my brother and I used to sneak down there and play in them, much to our parents' forbiddance.
Because of the soul eaters.
No.
No, because it's a network of tunnels designed to be as labyrinthian as possible so that nobody can follow you.
That.
The soul eaters.
No.
The soul eaters.
Stop.
One track mind, baby.
I apologize for my companions. They are rather... When they latch onto something, they latch onto something.
Oh, I'm like a dog with a bone.
Anyway, so yes, I don't know if the Duchess had family, so if she...
No, unfortunately, all three of her children died before their 8th birthday and, well, recently widowed.
Yes, either yourself or the king has a duchy to reassign to someone.
Oh!
On the plus side, it means that we have potentially more land to use and trade.
Speaking of the king, he did mention to us, I kind of forgot about it. I only just realized that I should probably tell you. He's been fending off assassins for a few months now. So either that will continue or they'll switch to you. So...
Joyous.
Probably should have told you that earlier, but we were planning a ball and all.
We wanted them to have fun.
Hey, we wanted you to have fun at the ball.
I appreciate the sentiment, and for what it was worth, up until that. The evening was...
Yeah.
Interesting. Various eye-catching attires and...
Acrobatic feats.
Yes.
And I hope you had a pleasant dance.
Yeah, Tamwyn's armor was pretty crazy.
I hate this thing. I can't wait to get back into my greaves.
Right. Yes. If this agreement doesn't go positively after that, at the very least, I hope I shall be able to maintain a friendship with Lady Vishar.
Oi, maybe a bit more than that. Yeah. So I'm sorry, my prince.
If all goes well, then yes.
Yay!
We'll wind down the evening and...
Yes. Morning, investigate those tunnels.
Yes.
From end to end.
Aye.
Yes. I don't know what else might be down there.
Rumours are there's a dragon down there. But, you know, there are rumours that there are dragons in pretty well every cave, nook and cranny.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a good track record with dragons, actually.
That is a conversation for another night.
Indeed. We will leave you to it, Your Majesty. I would say have a good evening, but after that...
Where does my brother hide his fire wine?
I reach into the bottom drawer of the desk.
Open the secret compartment.
Secret compartment and hand him the fire wine and one of the two glasses that the king keeps in there. We've done that. Wait, how did I... Okay, I... Anyway.
Magnus is going to pop off the codpiece and bow.
Absolutely terrible.
Yes.
Things are falling out and he has to pick it up.
Anyway, enjoy the drink, Your Majesty. And
yes.
Amadeus will live.
And as the door shuts behind you, and what is your plan from here?
I think we should sweep the grounds to make sure that the Soul Eater isn't still in the vicinity.
Yeah. So when it was flying away, was it flying out over the ocean?
Yeah. I will say this because of the mark that you had on it. And it seems like an intelligent creature. And it was probably flying out of view before going to where it wants to be.
Yeah.
Magnus is going to go to the tallest tower and then just try to catch a visual on any signs that might potentially indicate...
Yeah, there is a...
Landing strip.
Yeah.
There is a telescope up there that often gets used by astronomers and astrologers and just all sorts of...
People who want to have a little look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Occasionally the king to spy on his people.
Before the hour is out, so I get a little vantage.
Yeah.
So that is looking like 27.
Hot damn.
Nice.
You do spot something. You spot where the tunnel ends.
The tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh.
You spot, or at least you presume that's where the tunnel ends, as there is a small alcove eroded into the cliff face.
Mm-hmm.
And inside you see a dock that has hard to make out because A, it's dark, and B, it's pretty far away.
Yeah, telescope.
The telescope is doing all of the work here, but you do notice that on the dock is carved the royal crest, and there is a small dinghy. And putting two and two together, that's the escape route.
Mm. Is that the tunnel that we entered last session?
Yes.
Yeah.
Potentially.
The tunnels under the castle are to escape an attack, because faced with the ocean and then the rest of the island, and yeah, sure, you might be able to get out to the rest of the island or potentially down to the docks, but chances are not. So there is a labyrinthine tunnel network put below the castle, and the royal family is... It is an open secret that the royal family has the true route memorized.
Well, that's something for us to explain.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that was an unpleasant experience, to say the least. And annoying, because apparently the story hasn't ended yet.
And I still don't really know what the plot is. I still don't really know if it's a romance or if it's like a murder mystery. But there hasn't really been... I mean, there has been a murder with the poor...
Murder?
A murder with the poor Duchess von Turk, but we already know who did that, so it's not much of a murder mystery. It's more like a... It's not even a whodunit, because we know whodunit.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a, can we catch him? Or, I haven't read enough books to know what's going on here. What if we go to sleep and then we see if the story's different in the morning?
Yeah.
But I'm also scared to go to sleep because I've been remembering things that aren't real. So what if I wake up and I'm not a real person anymore and I'm just one of these characters?
Maybe we should sleep in the tunnel.
Go on a little camping trip.
Yeah, just in case the scary thing tries to come back through the tunnel.
Right, so in the entrance under the castle.
Yeah.
So if it comes through, it has to come through us.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Because we've got rooms here, we can bring all of our nice
beds yes,
down.
We can make a little fort.
Hey!
For defensive purposes.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually.
Well, may I suggest also getting changed out of our ball outfit?
Pajama fort.
I'll leave the codpiece.
You've already taken it off. You're just holding it in your hand and making it jingle every so often.
Yeah, I'll leave it in the room. Because it would blow our cover.
It would blow our cover. Yes. Nobody else is quite so brave to wear something like that. So they'd know immediately.
Yes. So.
Yes, they would.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
We'd give the game away.
Twitter gives the game away. So we could get some of the soldiers to take our beds down and put them in the way.
Did we find the actual widow?
No, I assume she got murked at her house.
One would assume so.
One would assume so. The thing is, if it wants to get back in, it's probably going to have to come through the tunnels because everybody will be on high alert. And then if it does, we'll be right there and we'll be in our nice big fancy beds. And Armadeus won't be asleep, but he will be pretending to be asleep, so it'll be like, I can kill him in his sleep, and then Armadeus can sit up and go bang, 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 and then we'll wake up. And I think that's a good idea. We should get some of the soldiers to help us take the beds down.
We could just...
It could be like a sleepover. We could get some snacks and tell some tales.
Well, I mean, there's probably plenty of leftovers from the ball.
Ah! So. Yes! I think this is a fantastic idea!
And as much as sleeping on a bed sounds heavenly, may I suggest not crippling our guards potentially by getting them to carry three beds down a whole bunch of stairs?
She'll be right. It'll just be the mattresses.
Yes, I was going to suggest just the mattresses. And, you know, so yeah, we'll do that.
We do that.
We're going to
have a sleepover in the tunnels.
You try to organize that. The head maid vehemently refuses.
Ah! But we were going to have snacks!
And you will be in your beds, where you belong.
In the tunnels.
Not laying about the castle.
No, no.
It's a ritual.
There's already rumors that the three of you have lost your minds and are attacking people. I don't need more rumors spreading of you three just laying about the castle like a bunch of hobos.
It's a ritual.
We'll be around the corner. Nobody will see us.
She just gives you this deadpan look of...
I can't argue my way out of this one. I don't think I'm Amadeus.
Somehow, no. As you command, m'lady.
What if I cast Charm Person?
Do you have Charm Person?
Yes.
You gave me the circle of favorable impressions.
I did.
I did, he says with haunted look in his eye.
If you wish.
Make a wisdom save, please.
No, she is immune to being charmed.
What? How is she immune to being charmed?
She is the head maid.
Well played, well
the head,
played.
The head maid, immune to being charmed and frightened.
I mean, yeah, that tracks, actually. You have to have a heart and a mind of steel to be the head maid in a castle like this.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that tracks. I'll give that one to you. All right, I concede. We won't do a fun sleepover in the tunnels like the DM clearly doesn't want us to do.
Absolute nut jobs.
You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
We go to... Well, they go to bed. Do I feel tired?
Oh, interesting.
You feel tired? Yes.
Tired, like, for me or tired for them?
It's a strange feeling because magically you don't need to sleep. You feel tired and you just need to rest. But there is some part of your body and mind that is going, no, I must sleep. That's how everything works. It's as if the story can't fathom that somebody doesn't need to sleep.
Because magically, I cannot be compelled to sleep.
Yeah.
Part of my shtick.
You were feeling these conflicting, basically, powers. It's just like, this world is just like, no, living things sleep. You're supposed to go to sleep. Go to sleep, damn it.
And the celestial battery that is my magic is like, no.
Interesting.
So it's like,
you feel tired and you will be able to rest without sleeping, but your body wants to sleep.
Is this what, are you two normally this tired when you need to sleep?
The thing is, we don't normally fight it like you're doing right now. We're just like,
I'm not fighting it.
You look like you're fighting it. You look like you're like one of those little kids that's like, hey, you have to go to bed now. You're only 6 years old. And they're like, no, I don't need to sleep. I don't need to have a nap. But they do need to have a nap. And they get like really angry and red-eyed about it.
Yeah.
That's what you look like, right?
Okay, I'm going to go and sort this out while... sleep well, you two.
Amadeus?
Yes?
Please don't fall asleep.
I'll try not to.
I have a feeling that if you do, you won't wake up Amadeus anymore.
Well, I'm not planning on sleeping.
Okay.
So, I'll go to my room.
I'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
I hope you'll stay the same.
I have every desire in doing so. I say we'll go to our rooms, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, Tanwyn is exhausted and she's really hurt, but she's also terrified of falling asleep and waking up and being someone else. So yeah.
Give me either a constitution save or a wisdom save.
Okay. Well, I've been rolling like trash garbage.
Have you tried not rolling like trash garbage?
I've given it a go. Oh, very nice. That's an 18.
Despite the fear and worry, you do eventually fall asleep. And there's some part of your brain that is reassuring itself that, no, I'm still Tanwyn. I'll always be Tanwyn. I can't not be Tanwyn.
And then you wake up and you're like...
the Lady Knight.
Magnus, there is a parcel waiting for you at your accommodations.
Ooh.
As I go to sleep.
Yeah, when you return to them.
Touch it with a foot.
How big is it?
It would fit in your hands. Like one hand.
Yeah. Take one of the shoes off. Touch it with a foot. Feel it.
Feels soft. Like there's fabric in there.
Does there any note?
Yeah, there's a note.
What's the note say?
Too small, man. Enjoy.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Open it very carefully.
A gift from your paramour.
Yeah, it's a pair of underwear.
Oh, what do they look like? Smaller than expected?
Yeah.
Less fabric than expected, rather, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, white and lacy.
Oh.
Anything weird happened during the night?
Just strange urge to fall asleep. But yeah, no, everything's quiet. As quiet as a town right by the ocean can be.
In a castle full of people.
Yeah.
I've got a desk in here, right?
Yeah.
Light candle, find book, because I don't have my usual reading material.
Yeah.
You opened a book to blank pages.
Quill, ink, can you hear me? Question mark.
No, I can never hear you.
You know what I mean, you twat.
Don't be pedantic.
Well, aren't you in an interesting predicament right now, my dear?
The hell am I?
In a book. Not my book, but in a book, I think.
I got that much, you egotistical son of a dragon.
Why, I consider myself quite humble, thank you.
Man, I take it things are going, someone's in a big mood.
I take it things are going very poorly for you in there.
I just got slapped around by a soul eater.
For the first time ever, there is just three dots that appear on the page.
Good sign.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. How much do you know about soul eaters?
I'll give a general rundown of what I remember about Soul Eaters.
Right. Normally, I wouldn't just give you this information, but considering the predicament you're in, I'm going to.
Thanks.
You're currently in a Soul Eaters homemade domain.
Oh. Oh,
how
no.
in the name of you do I and my friends get out of here?
Kill the Soul Eater, which requires you to destroy its heart, which isn't in its body.
How would I go about finding said heart?
Well, presumably it would be at its lair, so wherever it chooses to hide itself 90% of the time.
Alright, so...
It will also be locked, and if it's anything like every other Soul Eater... There will be three barrier runes that you'll need to break, which will require giant silver stakes or some runic whatever, some nonsense key.
Okay, all right.
It depends on how afraid it feels of somebody discovering its heart and then killing it.
Given the situation, probably pretty confident to not, but considering myself and my compatriots just slapped it upside the head, probably going to... You know, protect it a little bit more, so...
Right. Well, good news is, you can destroy the body and it won't come back for at least a day or two, if not three or four.
Well, considering that it almost slapped my friend into death with one strike,
Yeah, they do that.
Really, really, really?
Really? Really, I hadn't noticed.
Really big slap.
So...
Yeah, they have a tendency to steal hope from people.
Ah, okay.
There is a way to ward against it, though given your current situation, it might be difficult to do so, as it requires items of, he pauses, items attached to moments of joy, or moments of triumph, or moments of hope.
Good to know. Good to
But you're in a book.
AKA this thing's personal dimension.
Which is worrisome, because only very strong soul leaders can do that.
Yeah, and considering there's also a fourth soul already in here.
Fun.
You have a very twisted version of fun, but fun.
That was sarcasm.
Kind of.
I can't... I wish there was punctuation to imply sarcasm, but I haven't yet to discover it.
/S.
Well, something for you to look into if you're bored.
I'm never bored. I have far... Far too much to do.
Well,
you think you don't sleep. I can't sleep. You also can't sleep. That's part of the problem.
You gave me this problem.
You're welcome.
I hate you. Have I told you that recently?
Yes.
Good, because I do. From the depths of my soul, I hate you.
Well, I for one ship it.
Enemies to lovers.
Enemies to 40K, slow burn.
Anyway, so, well, I appreciate the... information.
Yes,
I
would very much rather not lose one of my tomes to a Soul Eater domain. I would also very much not like to lose one of my
followers
to a Soul Eater's domain.
I would rather not be lost to a Soul Eater's domain if it's all the same to anybody.
Fair.
Thankfully, I have...
Strong friends.
Yes, yes. They may not be the brightest bulbs in the garden, but they surprisingly get the job done when all else has gone to smeg.
Yeah.
So...
Well...
And I will never admit to this in person, but they are my friends, and I like them, maybe.
Oh. Oh. He's growing.
Shut up. Leave me alone. I hate you.
So you keep saying.
Shut up, Mom. You can't make me have friends. I don't like friends.
So what's the plan?
Pretty simple. Find the heart, open it up, and kill it with fire.
Maybe not fire. It is technically a demon.
Okay. Kill it with stabby things. I have two friends who are vastly proficient in stabby things.
Fair enough. Give me a second. And which is something you've never seen him write. Which is the second time tonight that you've seen him write something you've never seen him write.
Well, yeah. It's a night of firsts. And for all the wrong reasons.
Well, this is... I'll deal with the consequences later.
You'd like my friends. You've met my friends. You'd like them. They are also of the, we'll deal with this later, and of consequence.
And there is just the sound of paper ripping as you watch a horn pushed through the pages of the book.
I shudder in horror at the sound of the ripping pages.
Ooh.
And at the end of this is a spool of red twine.
What is it?
A labyrinth guide.
Ooh, I like this. Take it.
I hope it will serve you well. Yeah, I will probably have to be talking to a arbiter, but that's my problem, not yours. Get out safely.
I will. I have full confidence in myself and my friends to get out of here safely. So, yeah, take the thing, spend the rest of the night reading, and get dressed in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't have access to Tanwyn's room, so I cannot do my usual methods of keeping myself
busy. Well, she has her own servants who keep everything as clean as they can when dealing with the hoarder.
I always have a new thing for them.
Yeah. Yes, it's just like, I swear, she has tripled the stuff that she did 4 days ago.
Yes.
Why does she have so many stuffed rats?
I'm starting a collection.
It's like, Amadeus is a man of habit, and they have interrupted his habit.
Yes, everybody gains the benefits of a long rest.
Phew, I'm going to do some rolling.
For?
Rats.
Rats. For health.
You don't need to. It's long rest. You gain everything back.
Oh, you're right.
This is long rest.
This is long rest, not short rest. You're correct. Feeling 40 out of 40, baby.
Yes, I have all my spells back.
Yes.
Despite the fact that I only use one.
Yeah, but you're a warlock, so one is big.
That's half of my spells.
You're going to get met at... You guys have breakfast and get ready and arrive at the entrance to the tunnel and are met by Prince Tristan and a man in priestly attire.
Prince Tristan got to sleep down here?
No.
No, I slept in my bed.
Down here?
No, it's in his room upstairs.
The head maid informed me of your ideas.
It shouldn't take years.
Sorry for trying to stop the soul leader coming back in. It's all good.
I have the labyrinth guide with me.
Tristan, not to step on your toes or anything, but I do hope you're not coming with us. You're too important to lose.
No. I'm here to see the three of you off in your endeavors.
Right.
And to get the Pontifex here to bless you all on your way in so that you may come back to me alive, preferably.
Well, that's very nice of you,
that's
sir.
That's the plan, and while we may not look it, we are rather adept at completing our plans.
Do we recognize the Pontifex?
Pontifex? The characters that you are portraying within the story, recognize them.
Okay.
You as the people embodying the characters, no. Okay.
Haven't seen him before. Didn't think so.
Level upon level upon level. You as players, no. You as your player characters, no. You as the characters your player characters are playing, yes.
That's why I knew where the bottle of booze was.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. He hasn't been around for the past few days.
He's been off doing priest things, one assumes.
Yes, I am usually in the cathedral I belong.
I suppose I haven't been in the cathedral in a long while.
Yes, I was informed that the three of you plan on chasing after a soul eater, so I thought it would behoove me to share a bit of magic with you all.
Much appreciated, Your Holiness.
Oi, yes. Lay it on us.
And the Pontifex is going to perform a miracle and give you all 20 temporary hit points.
Whoa! I'm nervous that we'll definitely need those.
Well, considering you took 35 and you have the effects of Death Ward.
Death Ward.
So the first time you were dropped to 0 hit points, you dropped to 1 instead.
Yes.
All right, that will be helpful. So
Death Ward's great.
Thank you, Your Highness. Yes. We will see you later, Your Majesty.
Yes, please do come back safe, or at least come, hopefully with a dead soul eater on our hands. If not, please come back before the evening. I would hate to have lost one of my most trusted advisors and my two head warriors.
Indeed, we'll be back.
I'd just like to say, the cucumbers sandwiches weren't the issue with the ball last night.
No. So you did a good
job. I
feel
like my advice there was valid.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
Anyway.
The prince gives you just a look of, I'm so sorry.
Tanwyn says, and the colour scheme worked great too. You looked good in purple, Prince.
Thank you for coordinating that.
Hey! Happy to help. Now, we will get moving as I drag these two into the tunnel.
I will say, your patron did explain how to use Labyrinth Guide, which is, as Myth says, just lay the string out.
Yeah, lay the string out, start moving. All right, so I've got some good news and I got some bad news.
All right, before you do that, I know that you can see in the dark, but it's really dark in here.
Right.
Thank you. All right.
So, good news and bad news.
Aye.
Good news, I have a way to kill the Soul Eater. We have to find its heart and destroy it.
Aye, well, usually it's in the chest.
Not in this case.
Oh.
Kept externally.
Like in a chest, but like a treasure chest.
Yeah, like a literal chest as opposed to a chest. So, the bad news is,
aye,
we are currently in its domain.
Okay.
This world is created by it.
Oh.
I managed to get in communication with my patron,
the guy who speaks to your head.
Yes, the guy that speaks to my book.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yes, lovely chap. So,
lovely chap.
Liar!
Says, lovely chap, he said. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
I lie to so many people. I don't have a terrible way with relationships, I swear.
Amadeus is so lighthearted. He gets along well with everybody. I really enjoy this guy.
Yes, anyway. So, yeah, we're kind of trapped in his domain book thing.
Okay.
And if we want to get out, we have to kill him. So that's the bad news. Like I said, the good news is there's a way to kill him without having... Oh, he consumes hope.
I kind of figured that one out last time. I got hit by that big old sadness beam, and it felt pretty bad for a while.
Yeah, you looked pretty bad.
I don't really want to talk about it, but it
was... No, I'm not asking you to.
It was pretty bad. But why have you got a piece of string?
Another piece of good news. This is a labyrinth guide.
Right.
If we get lost, we can use it to get unlost.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah. Not only does it help you not get lost by just being a string that you can follow back to where you've been, you can cut the string to return back to the entrance of you and anybody tied to you.
Oh.
Yeah. I will explain this to these two.
Oh, okay. So it is magical and it's not just like, you know, bit of yarn that you got from the craft store.
Magnus is going to put the yarn that he grabbed earlier away.
My patron might be paying for it later.
Your patron or you?
Him. It sounded like he broke a couple of rules to give me this. Yeah. So
we'd better make sure that we do him proud then.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants me back, so.
Oh, that's very sweet of him. All right, let's get going. Which way are we going first?
Left.
Left.
No, right.
You already said left. I'm going left.
You're going right, though.
It doesn't matter. We'll go somewhere. She turned right.
Usual methodology, Amadeus sandwich.
Yeah.
Yes. Tanwyn doesn't really have, like, a rhyme or a reason, but she's just kind of wandering around.
Okay, if that's the case, then. Cool. You walk into an area, it's like kind of around the corner, and it's just dead end. And then you hear stone wall slam down. And the light had been shining on it before, but the wall in front of you had a depiction of a face on it. But now the wall is starting to form into a face of this bearded figure. It's just like, names?
Amadeus Horatio Kellogg.
Magnus.
And I'm the Lady Knight, Tanwyn.
Members of the court, you may go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Shot.
And wall lifts up and figure just recedes back into the wall.
Kill.
That was weird.
Making sure we're not unregistered users.
I suppose so. Now that I know that this whole area is the Soul Eater's domain, I feel kind of weird about throwing my name around. You know, there's always all those stories about being whisked away to other realms, and if they learn your true name, that they can keep
you
forever.
I think that's only if you're a fairy or a demon.
Well, aren't Soul Eaters demons?
Yes.
So I'm still worried about it then. I suppose we can't do anything about
Soul
it.
Soul Eaters aren't concerned about names. They don't care what your name is.
Actually, give me a arcana or religion.
Do I stumble on something?
Oh boy.
Me as well?
Yeah, Tavern can also do
12 arcana.
Me an arcana or religion check.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Minus one on both of them. That's a 12. Also a 12.
Soul Eaters are the notorious name wanters.
Oh. All right, never mind.
Outside of the Fae for their just general shenanigans, the Soul Eaters are one of the reasons why people are just like, don't give your name to strangers type deal.
All right, never mind.
No, I do believe that you got that one mixed up because I'm pretty sure Soul Eaters are the demons that do the name thing.
Yeah.
But I don't really know why. I feel really bad about it knowing what we're called, but I suppose we can't really do much about that now.
Well, if it's any consolation, I don't think we introduced ourselves to the Soul Eater.
But the whole area is its domain. Shouldn't it know what's going on? And we did get our names read out at the party.
Damnation.
Yeah, no. They were there for the Duchess of Mari was there.
The like, whole time.
Right after Tanwyn was.
Son of a...
She even knows all of your ones. The Horatio Bartholomew.
It's Horatio Coward.
There's a few of them.
Three of them.
Yeah, I'm from a small country town where everybody's just called one name because if you call your son also Johnson, that just becomes Johnson Jr.
Johnson Jr.
We had a few of those. Did you ever have some of the Jr. Juniors?
No, we were too small.
Oh.
There was like 30 people.
Oh, there you go then.
More of a camp than a village.
Right, right, right.
Little old hamlet.
I suppose it's too late to do anything about it now, but maybe we can change...
This won't have repercussions at all.
Maybe we can legally change our names before we run into it.
That's not how that works.
I quite like the lady Vishar's name, Amelia. I could be called Amelia. No, I suppose not.
There's bunch of, I won't say laws, regarding how names work.
Not only are there land laws, there are magical laws.
You could go around calling yourself Amelia all you want. Unfortunately, Tanwyn is your name on more than one level. It's probably the easiest way to explain it is...
Weirdly enough, trans people are pretty well protected against soul eaters.
Yeah.
It's got sort of metaphysical repercussions, yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it be, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah. It's too late to do anything about it now, but yeah. I thought I'd maybe bring it up.
It's a good concern. One that I wish I had thought of earlier, but well.
And one I forgot that had an effect.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Now this next fight's going to be even harder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No!
Yeah, I may or may not have forgotten a couple of abilities that it had, like magic resistance.
No!
But magic is all I'm good for.
Magic resistance just means it has advantage on saving throws against it, which you know, is annoying, but it's...
Well, thankfully, my goat spell is an attack roll, not a save.
There you go.
It's just in case I have to rebuke them viciously.
Yes.
That I have problems. We keep going.
Yeah, Tanwyn is just choosing left, right, center, roundabouts, and at random.
At one point, you guys fully end up back on route you guys were on earlier.
That's the string again.
Yep.
We've gone in a circle. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I'll start backtracking and then...
Go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You guys come across a dead end with the same face set up and the wall closes, but there's three skeletons in this section.
Oh no, the skeletons don't look like us, do they?
No. It's like a halfling, and then you think it's a bugbear gull, given the unique teeth structure that bugbears tend to have.
Wow, you don't see many of those.
Mm, no.
And also the disproportionately long limbs compared to the rest of its body.
So...
What you think might be human, but it's like they're full-on skeletonized.
Anything else in this room, or is it just the scary, scary skeletons?
There's the equipment that they had.
What's the equipment?
There's daggers and leather armor, and like it seemed like they were thieves. There's a bag of gold and jewels.
So they managed to sneak in and steal some stuff and they couldn't get out.
Yeah, sneak into the tunnels. Like, there is... Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Did you say there was another face on this dead end?
Mm-hmm.
I'll approach it and say, all right, what's your question then?
Like, it stops before it starts forming. Oh, you're prepared for me. I was just going to ask for your names. We're all just supposed to ask for names.
Oh, you all do the names. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was like, oh, this one does names and then this one's like, your greatest fear and this one's, what's your birthday? You know?
What is the...
Don't think about that. Don't do that one. No, it's fine if we just do the names. I don't really want to talk about my greatest fear. A wall. No offense.
None taken. I'm going to let you guys make history checks.
All right. Minus one. Here we go.
15.
Zero.
Six.
Weirdly enough, Magnus knows this. This was the architect of the labyrinth, a wizard by the name of Montgomery.
Monty.
Who, now that you've seen him a second time, it clicks, like, oh, I recognize his face. There are portraits of him around the castle.
Yeah, he designed some of the defensive works.
Ah, right, yes.
Lord General memories coming in.
Interesting. Oh, well, once again, Magnus realizing the things that the rest of us are like,
I don't know.
I take it that the three of you have met one of my counterparts already then.
Yeah.
What are you all doing down in the labyrinth if you run into us more than once already?
We're looking
for a messed up little guy.
We're looking for a messed up little guy, or possibly a box.
There might be a soul eater's hoard down here.
Well, if I was a soul eater and we're going to hide it anywhere, inside of a labyrinth would be where I'd put it.
Aye.
Pretty much. We made an educated guess as to where it would hide it, and we thought it would be down here.
Right. Does the great architect of the labyrinth himself, Montgomery, have any kind of, insights as to where you'd hide a heart that you don't want anybody to find?
Well, I mean, probably the same place that I put the exit, or close to.
Right.
How do we get there from here?
I don't know. I shove him in a wall.
Fair enough. I didn't think you'd have the answer, but, I thought I would at least ask.
The fact that I have more than the ability to to more than just ask a person's name confuses me sometimes.
Some very powerful magic.
There's some sort of...
I want to know what I was thinking when I did this.
Some sort of weird energy going on there. Do we still need to tell you our names?
Just for the records.
I suppose. Tanwyn.
Amadeus.
Meg.
Have fun.
I will have as much fun as a figment of magic that's stuck in the wall can have.
There's some socio kind of problems with this
psychological
one. Socio-psychological problems going on.
Do you have, like, books you can read?
I can't interact with anything.
We should have prisoners put down here.
That's such a good idea.
This is the escape route for the royal family.
Prisoners tied to the wall.
What?
You could talk to them.
There is the look of, that would be nice, but then it's just like, no.
I think we need to keep moving, to be honest.
Whoever designed this labyrinth obviously wasn't thinking it through.
Aye. And when we collapse this kind of dream story, everything will work itself out in the end.
Indeed. So we start moving on again. Before we traumatise somebody else.
Before we traumatise a magical being that's stuck in a wall.
It recedes back in, just further contemplating its own existence.
I don't like that we did that, actually. We seem to give a wall sentience. It's got some implications I'm not that happy with.
Indeed. Anyway, we keep on with keeping on.
Yeah, again, just more random picks. What? What did you roll? You rolled a 1? Is that good for us or bad for us?
Well.
Oh, no!
Oh, boy.
I think I have found our good ending point for tonight. As you round the corner to a small antechamber containing a paint-white entity in a ripped red dress.
Oops.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.